if you're not prepared to do more than drop off flyers, it's not gonna work. You need to layer the flyers with other activities.
Yes.
Okay, like being present in the community, door knocking, talking to the clients, doing all the other stuff, getting to know the neighbors. That's how it works.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Ash Alice. Ash, you've been a realtor for 10 years.
Yes, 10 years.
Have an amazing success story to share. So tell us, how did you come to be a realtor?
Well, great. It's funny. 10 years ago, I was working at a corporate job at the bank. Mm-hmm. And I was getting some friction from my boss at the time. So I decided to, that's what happened. And at the time, we had twins. So I decided to leave corporate Canada and become a realtor. Okay. And honestly, I didn't really know what it was to be a realtor, but the branch I was at, there was a real estate broker who was depositing their checks. So I just decided to join his brokerage.
Like, that was really it.
And he kept saying, oh, you'd be a good realtor. So I decided to do that. The funny part is, even though I worked in, you know, at a bank at the time, I had already established a small portfolio of real estate properties.
Yes.
So I had a bit of a following in terms of clients from there, and then I started developing that into selling investment real estate.
Okay.
And that started to grow. And I remember in my first 6 months, which was, I guess I became a realtor in May, and the first 8 months or so, I sold 12 properties in my first almost year.
Yeah.
And then it's grown. Yeah. And ever since then, you know, we've grown. And then about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I decided to bring on help.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was doing almost 40, 50 transactions at the time.
Wow.
So I decided to bring on help, an administrator, and that actually leveraged my business and catapulted it even higher. Even more, yeah. So then we've grown the team from there, and we've got buyer agents. And today, I think we have 7 people on our team.
Fantastic. So tell me about the team. Like, what made you decide, other than having 40 properties, like how to pick your team, how to grow it?
So again, it was kind of figuring it out as you go along. So the first people we brought on the team, it was just, oh, you want to be on a team? Okay, great. You know, come and work with us, kind of thing. And as we've evolved, there's a process, there's a culture. We're looking for the right fit within the team now.
Yes.
You know, just because people want to join doesn't mean we're bringing them on board. We're looking for the right fit.
Yes.
All right. And that's important. And yeah, so we've got 5 great people on our team now, and 2 admin staff.
Yeah, and excellent. It's all part of the culture.
They're all, exactly. It all gels together. We work as one unit at all times, and things kind of flow together, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about your jacket. You got a super snazzy Christmas jacket.
Yes. Oh, it's the season, so I thought I'll wear this jacket for the interview. Yeah.
But so you had your Christmas party last weekend.
Yes.
And it was a success.
Yes.
400 people?
Yeah, 395 people registered. So we do a Christmas party every year. We've done this for the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. This year we did it in Burlington at the Rock and Jump, which is a trampoline park kind of concept. So we bought out the Rock and Jump from 5 to 8, and we had all our clients come through. And these are only clients that we invite. Clients, along with clients who are almost about to be a client.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had about 395 people show up last week.
Yes.
And they come and they jump, and Santa comes and Santa brings gifts for the kids. We have a photographer taking pictures with Santa. All the socks are paid for. The food is paid for. So it's a free event. It's a free party.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for clients to network amongst each other, as well as see
what we
do for our clients, as well as how successful we are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a subtle brag.
Yes. And how would you say that helps you grow your business? So we can talk about farming marketing versus database marketing. You did it before, it didn't work. Tell us why. Let's go there.
Yes, sure. So going back again of a few years, 5, 6 years ago, we tried farming. We tried a neighborhood. It didn't work. We tried another neighborhood. It didn't work. The first neighborhood, we didn't get anything out of it. The second neighborhood, we got one deal, maybe two, but it didn't even cover the cost that we spent on marketing flyers and, yes, and all that stuff. So the takeaway was, if you're not prepared to do more than drop off flyers, it's not going to work. You need to layer the flyers with other activities.
Yes.
Okay, like being present in the community, door knocking, talking to the clients, doing all the other stuff, getting to know the neighbors. That's how it works. But the team at the time was not ready to go out and invest.
Door knocking and invest
and all that time. Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't make sense just dropping a flyer. I mean, I get flyers in my mailbox. And I just
them out.
And
yeah.
I just chuck them, right?
And
just
I have like a huge list on if you do farming, if it doesn't work, we got to establish what. And most of
right.
the time, people just send the card and
that's
wait
it.
And expect the thing to come.
That's right.
But it's all about getting involved, being out there, showing your face.
That's it.
In the community.
Layering,
yes.
right? So we
yeah.
were not layering the idea.
So a smart thing you did is now you're doing database marketing.
Yes, so database marketing was always working. So 80% of our business, 75% of our business comes from people we've known.
Yes.
So we've basically doubled down on what works.
Yes.
And we've continued that.
Yeah.
So
having
that's
those Christmas party events.
The events, yeah, we do. So we've done that now a few years in a row. Last year we did it at Dave & Buster's.
Cool.
So again, you know, we pay for the wristbands and the food and everything, and that's kind of the party. So again,
yeah.
last year we had about 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all paid for. So the kids get the wristbands, Santa shows up, Santa gives them gifts. That was what we did for Christmas. And then in the summer we'll run a movie event.
Yes.
This summer it was Lion King.
Yeah.
Again, we had two or three theaters sold out.
Cool.
Three theaters sold out
nice.
For Lion King. So again, we're providing everything for free. People come, you get FaceTime with them, they see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our model that seems to work.
Yeah.
So it works for us.
And now that you have a team, what is your typical day like every day?
Right. So typically we have weekly meetings with the team.
Yeah.
And that's more, you know, updates. Here's what's going on in the market. You know, how did you do this week? What were your successes? What were your shortfalls? How do we grow, learn as a team? So we do a lot of that on a weekly basis. On a daily basis, we have one of our sales managers, as we call them.
Yeah.
So she's responsible with communicating with each of the team.
Okay.
And seeing where they are, how can you follow up? What's the accountability piece? A lot of that stuff on a daily basis. I will step in on the negotiations or wherever needed.
Yeah.
I'm also present, but I'm not able to kind of deal with each person. So she's there to kind of facilitate that, but I want to be involved. I want
yeah.
to know what's going on at all
yeah.
times, right?
Very cool. So you have a good support system.
We have definitely a good
yeah,
support system.
Yeah, because you can't
system.
Do it all. You can't
no.
be available
impossible.
24/7 for everybody.
No, impossible.
So it's good to have that something
correct.
To rely on.
Correct. So we have that. And on the other side, you know, I've got a family and I want to spend time with them.
Yes.
You can't be available at 8 o'clock for this offer and 6 o'clock for that showing and then 2 o'clock for a meeting. Impossible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's important to have the right support. So when you're hiring, you know, it's very important that you take the time to interview and find the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's, again, very important.
Yeah. So you have a good hiring process now.
Yes.
What
yes.
would you say was your biggest learning in your career so far?
Leverage your time.
Nice.
Right? That would be it. So you only have 24 hours a day. And after so many hours of work, you're exhausted.
Yes.
And the best thing is if you, you know, the way we define activities is these are just numbers, $1,000 activity and a $10 activity.
Yeah.
And the definition of a $10 or $20, about $20 an activity is writing up an offer, filling out paperwork, doing an amendment, getting some comparables, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
$1,000 activity in my book is meeting client face-to-face. So that's the separation. And if it's a $20, $30, whatever the number is,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone else is doing it. If
yeah.
it's a face-to-face, that's the sales
it's growing
job.
Growing the business, sales, whatever.
The sales position person is, that's what their role is.
Sure.
So that's kind of how we structure things and how it works.
Yeah. Do you do coaching? Do you get coaching on?
Yes. So we are part of a coaching program. I am personally, yes. I've been with two different companies now.
Okay.
But with our team, I'm definitely involved in that.
Yeah.
Involved. So our admin, or office manager rather, she's coaching them daily, whereas I'm involved once a week, getting updates from her, and then we're kind of trying to move forward. So as needed, I will step into those coaching sessions daily.
Yeah.
As needed, depending on where they are, what it might be. So if they are newer to the team or newer to real estate, then I'm more involved. Whereas if as they grow,
they're more independent,
and I can kind of let go as well. But the support is always there, and as a team, that's kind of what the benefits are. You know, as we speak right now, I've got one of our BAs in a they're in the last day of the conditions, and she's calling me. I've got an issue with the roof, and the client wants to do this, and the client's afraid, and how do we navigate through? So how about A, B, and C?
Yeah.
Right?
But and you're involved.
And you're involved. And, yeah. And you've always got someone to call, and how do you do it? Or a second opinion, which is very important when you're getting all tensed up with your client trying to...
Yeah. To see what's going on.
Yeah. Yes.
Very cool. What would be like the biggest thing you did in your career that got you the most success?
I guess, you know, focusing on the people, the clients you know, and and delivering what you promised.
Yeah.
So providing value is a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, opening a door is a glorified taxi driver, right? That's one way of looking at our jobs. But if you're able to provide value and say, hey, this is a good house because here's why you shouldn't buy this house, and you genuinely care about their success, clients see that.
Yeah.
So and when they see that, they're ready to refer you their friends and family and trust.
Yeah.
So the know, like, and trust is kind of what we follow. And once they build the trust, the referrals come.
Yeah. I've seen you speak at a Sutton event where you were on the panel.
Okay, yes.
Do you find value into helping other realtors?
Yes.
Like helping
For sure. You know, when I became a realtor, there was only a very few people who were willing to help me, but the people who helped me push my business forward.
Yeah.
There's 90,000 transactions that take place in Toronto. There's a lot out there. It's not, you know, I'm always there to help because people think it's an easy job, they get into it, and we have a huge turnover rate. So yes, I'm all about giving because I've learned some stuff and I want to share it with people who want to listen.
And there's enough business for everybody.
90,000, right?
Yeah,
so it's not like this is a scarcity or something.
Yeah,
so there's a lot out there.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's inspiring.
Cool.
What would you say you'd be more grateful for in your career so far?
Grateful for the people that I've been able to surround myself with. Grateful for people who've taught me how to do this.
Yes.
And I'm definitely grateful for my team. I mean, without the team, this nothing could come together.
No.
Like, one person can't do
that.
As
a single agent.
Impossible. As a single agent, you hit a ceiling, and I believe that's around 20 or 30 transactions. I think that's as much as you can hit without blowing your brains out. And you've got to have some balance.
Yes.
So the sooner you realize that you can leverage your time and buy your time where you can be more productive, the sooner you will exponentially grow.
Yeah.
So that's, So I'm grateful that I learned all of those from whoever who told me that, because those little moves have made big
changes.
Exponential, changes growth. In my growth.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And what's in the future for you and the team?
Well, we definitely want to keep growing, but we don't want to grow where we can't manage.
Yes.
So it's important that, you know, we'd like to be sort of a ninja outfit, you want to call it,
or a small
ninja team, as I use the word.
Yeah.
And everybody's performing at
where
they want to be. So it's not let's grow to like 3,000 agents and you forget about people, because that doesn't do it. We'd rather have 5, 6, 10 people who are point bang on and they're getting their whatever their goal is. That's kind of how I'd like it to grow.
Yeah.
But that's where it is.
Awesome. Yeah. And then tell us about what do you do for fun on your free time?
For fun, I get jackets like this.
Yes,
which actually lights up. No.
Yes, I know.
So for fun, I've got three daughters, twins that are 10 and a little one that's turning 6. Love spending time with them, you know, going to the pool or vacations or just, you know, right now we're making TikTok videos. So okay. My daughters are into TikTok and they're doing these little videos at home, and I like going in the back and screwing it up, right? Yes, exactly. That's what I like doing. So I like spending time with the family, and that's where leveraging your time comes in.
Yes.
So it's important where you have a balance, right? Yes. So that's pretty important. So that's what I like to do for fun. Nothing crazy, but just hanging out with the kids and traveling wherever we can. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing.
Good.
That. Where do we find you? What's your contact info, website, hashtag?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Ash Alles, A-S-H-A-L-L-E-S. If you Google it, it all comes up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you.